We are at the IBSA World Games 2023. We are at the athletics track here in Birmingham for the archery. We've got Catherine with us. And Catherine, you're the coach for the Uganda team. Is this your first time here?
Yeah, it is. It is my first time here.
How are you finding things? How's the setup here?
Interesting.
Yeah. So tell me about the team. How long has archery been a competitive sport?
It's been quite long in Uganda, but this is our first time participating internationally.
And are there many blind or partially sighted competitors?
Yeah, in our place, yeah, they are, but we just came with one athlete. It's the one competing right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's sort of preparation and practice like? What do they do to get ready for something like this?
We try to do our best to practice it. However, it was a short notice. We did it for a short time, but at least we are performing and we hope for the best.
Fingers crossed. In Uganda, how popular is sport for blind and partially sighted people? Is there a big drive to get more people into sport?
Yeah, it is. It's in different sport. Actually, not only archery, we have them in football, we have them in running, in all sports.
How do you encourage people into archery?
I encourage them to, first of all, being disabled, it's not being inability. So we encourage them always to perform and participate.
What makes archery a good sport for someone who is blind?
It's a good sport for the people who are blind. First of all, it doesn't need a lot of energy. It's all about tactic, you know.
Yeah,
it's all about tactic to me. Yeah, and that's why we encourage them for the visually impaired people.
Well, Catherine, best of luck with the tournament.
Yeah.
And thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
I'm happy to meet you people.